Hello, my friends and listeners. The crossing. Ticket holders. Some free, some fearful, some anxious, some relieved. All anticipating a new life in a changing environment. And everyone knew that there was a lot ahead they did not know. Welcome into my journey. When I was 3 years old, Tinica, hold Annika's hand. Do not let her run away. Careful. Spoken by Annika's mother. Along a path by a deep water canal in the country of Friesland, a province of the Netherlands, Tinica held tightly to Annika's small hand. Together they walked to school. 1 year later, at the age of 4, Annika Laetitia crossed the Atlantic Ocean with her new baby brother, Piti, her sister Yanni, sister Tinica, and her Heiti, father, and Memi, mother. We were directed to the lowest floor of the boat. One bunk bed, one small round table with two chairs. This was our coiner. We were given a bowl of oatmeal for an early morning breakfast. On our first morning, a storm with fierce winds caused all the passengers to be seasick. I was seasick. The small table and chairs were thrown round about in our coiner. Our bowls of oatmeal fell to the floor. My sisters, my baby brother, my brother was 3 months old, and I began to cry. We were so afraid. My mom and dad were brave and hugged us tight. On day 15, this large ship with 7 levels, filled with families and children from the country of the Netherlands, steered toward the harbor of New York. All the passengers, young and elderly, climbed the many wrought iron stairs to the deck. The steps were slippery from the rain. It was windy. Everyone crammed to view the Statue of Liberty. The passengers cheered loudly. We were in the United States of America. We were greeted by an official. Your family will travel by train to a new home. Soon afterward, I was walking with my sister Tinica to my new school. She held my hand. I was scared and shy. Very quickly, I learned a new language.